So before this episode starts, this is David. I'd like to give a word of warning. Word of warning? I don't know if I can say that. The audio quality is not at its top best because I was wrong, or I wasn't wrong, but recording bitrate when it's 24, the audio is kind of very shit. So right now my audio is pretty good, but we recorded at 24 kilohertz or something like that when the recommended is 64. So it will be a little bit shitty. It won't detract from our comedy because we're the fucking funniest people on the earth. So enjoy this winter episode of the Asian Craft Podcast. Enjoy. Podcast. This is your host David, and that's Jake.
Ooh, it's Jake.
We're back.
Yeah.
Fourth time doing this, but we will do it anyway.
Yeah. The first time, yeah, we messed up a few times. The first time, David lost it.
Yep.
Second time, Sandy hit. Superstorm Sandy, and the file got corrupted. And the third time, David didn't record.
I did record. It said recording, but the application fucked up. So now we have taken extra precautionary measures.
Too. That's why if David keeps it in, you could hear me push the button. Say push the button.
Yeah, I probably will because I never take out the 5-4-3-2-1 thing.
Good. Do we still have the intro music?
I should put that back in.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah, right. I just picked random music from Newgrounds to do it.
Do you want to start with our topics?
Now, first of all, we have to say what day it is today.
Today is Christmas Eve.
Yep, December 24th.
You know the sad thing is, I'm not looking forward to Christmas, except the fact that Doctor Who is coming back tomorrow.
Fucking fag over here.
Jesus. I'm not getting anything, so whatever.
Yeah, I've come to the point where I really don't give a shit what I get anymore.
Yeah. Isn't your birthday around Christmas and you get
like a I really don't care. Like, yeah, my parents just give me, like, the people who really give me the good stuff are my parents, so everything else is just, like...
You know my favorite holiday is Chinese New Year, and that's only because I get money from it. So, last time we recorded was a week ago, right?
Yep, no, or two, something like that.
It was Friday, the last time we recorded.
Yep.
So, since today is the 24th, let me check my calendar, that was the 15th. And that was that was close to before the end of the world. That's when I wanted to record.
Yeah. He died 2 days ago.
Yeah, 3.
Oh, 3 days. Okay.
So the Mayans apparently fucked up, or somebody saved us at that second.
Yeah, hashtag come at me, Mayans.
No, I think Doctor saved us. Doctor Who fact? Okay. So, what else happened? Yesterday was the 23rd, and December 23rd of 2005, I came to America.
Wow, okay, congratulations.
That's critical at the time. It's been 7 years, in April, I think, I'm not sure. I'll be in America as long as I have been in China, so, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Definitely a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's all recent events. Oh, yeah, Sandy, but that was a while ago.
So now you're technically... Wait, when did you come here? On the 23rd?
23rd of December, yes.
So you were 1 day more American than Chinese.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Oh, okay, well...
Because I was born in July. I wasn't born in December. So halfway...
Okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, hold on. So that's recent events. Sandy, blah blah blah, people got hit, my bad, it's been a while, nobody cares anymore. Not us anyways.
Yeah. They're all fucked in Atlantic City, but not here. We're all good.
I'm gonna bring up the Facebook conversation we had with the two topics, remember?
What? No, I don't remember. What are you talking about?
You.
What are you talking about, me?
Yeah, you. So...
Oh.
Wait,
what do you mean? I'm trying to look at this conversation.
What?
I'm trying to look at this conversation.
Why?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
The messages, the thing.
Oh, yeah! I found that scary.
Okay, so you want to start on your topics or mine?
I'll start. Okay, this is our earlier podcast. I was listening to them a few nights ago.
Yeah.
And we forgot the most important thing that we have based our whole podcast on.
I have to interrupt you on this.
No, shut up. This is more important than anything.
The first time we tried recording...
What?
Was our 1 year anniversary for this show.
Yeah, woo!
We fucked that up. But nothing came out for the 1 year.
Yep.
Then we fucked up again.
Yeah.
Then fucked up. So now it's this. And hopefully we don't fuck up.
Yeah, when we fuck up, we stall for 3 weeks. And then we fuck up after that. And then we just stall forever. Okay, so the most important part of our podcast that we forgot was the Polo Marco thing.
Oh, fuck us!
I know, right? What the fuck? How do we forget that? That was the most important thing. Is that we were like...
Our Skype isn't ass shit anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Thanks for improving Skype. Fuck
yeah, us. Fuck you, Skype.
So, let's...
I was also listening to How We Broke the Ice, and, I would always ask questions that I just randomly found on the internet.
Oh yeah, that was
ask you. and then when we didn't have anything to say, we would just tell each other jokes that we found on the internet.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
That was.
You guys really didn't need us for that. You could have looked up search yourself. Whatever. Having two Asians narrated better, right?
Yeah.
You really understand me.
I also figured out that you actually do have an accent. I'd actually never noticed it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I noticed it when I'm talking to you. Oh shit.
I think it's only on this show though. Like when I talk normally, I usually talk like this, like really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody really understands what I say. But then when I get excited, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, okay. You can hear it like right away. You're like, oh fuck, that guy's an Asian.
My voice was higher too, so yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I kind of, like, my voice started going a little bit deeper. Like, I used to be high-pitched like fuck. I was like,
yeah.
Hey, David! Scratch! Go! But that was before I went to China. Mm-hmm. Last summer. No, the summer before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we started the show. Actually, after we started. Before. No, after. Before.
Before, yeah. After, before. Okay.
Okay. Topic number one on my list. Hair. Yeah, my hair usually doesn't grow out. Yeah, yep, I have this. It's gonna take 2 seconds. My hair usually don't grow out longer than like an inch because I cut it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 2 months, I've been trying to grow it out. It got to a full 5 inches.
Yeah.
The thing is, it stands straight up. So I have like this Asian afro, like 5 inches long, which is not a lot. But just imagine like this guy with a big ass head with an Asian afro 5 inches out.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty nice. I do cut it off. I have short hair again. So, yeah. Skype shit. There, we're done.
Did you know Asians actually like to get afros? There's this called there's something called Asian...
Like
Asian afro perm.
Yeah, you have to straighten your hair like crazy to make it fall. If you have short hair like mine.
There's like this Asian guy.
His hair is like, ew, fuck that, Stanny. No.
Like, here's a picture I found of a boxer, dude.
I think we should stop sharing links between ourselves because... Holy fuck, that's a long link.
I know. Okay. Now that you brought that up, that's a good segue. I've decided to make a link dump. So if you go on the website, which the link will be in the description of this podcast...
What is our website, David?
It is asiancraftpodcast.blogspot.com. The link will be in the description of this video if you're using iTunes. If you're not, then fuck you.
Also, you guys, send us a fucking email.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Jesus. Okay, I'm gonna fucking check and nothing's gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, we've been gone for like 8 months, but it doesn't matter.
A year. Over a year.
It does, yeah. Okay. What the fuck?
All right. So let me bring up the first previous topic.
No, I'm not done. Okay. So the link of our website will be in the thingy, in the description of the iTunes shit, and it will be labeled the episode number and then link dump, and then you'll have all the links we're talking about. So yeah.
Okay. Now I'm not looking at the link.
Yep. Go on.
I'm looking for the topics. Oh, well, I remember one of them. Remember the, David, do you remember me talking about the slut pants?
The slut pants, yes.
Yeah, we had a fire drill the other day at school, because I'm a freshman.
Yeah?
And we stepped outside, and as we were walking, my friends and I, we looked to our right, and the freshman slut basically slept with almost every upperclassman guy in the entire school.
The freshman what? Slide?
Slut. Slut.
Oh.
Slut. S-L-U-T-R.
Okay, yeah.
Let me think. Oh, yeah. She was wearing, like, skin-tight yoga pants. Like, she has a big ass.
Yeah.
But she's, like, skinny. So it's, like, it's groped to her ass. And, like, you could see her, like, neon pink thong underneath. And the fuck, it was skin, like, see-through. I mean, yeah, see-through. Uh-huh. So, like, you look over here, you see her entire leg. It's just, like, lightly gray because of the thing. It's, like, black yoga pants. So what is the point of wearing fucking pants?
Well, you know, it has to be school appropriate, Jake. You can't just go in like a whore.
Go in with neon pink thong, just like
that. Yeah, you know, it's an educational institution. It needs to have some sort of class.
Okay? Yeah, instead you could just like look at it and be fully showing, like your entire butt, your badge was showing like crazy.
That would be too bad. Does she have back dimples?
Huh?
Does she have back dimples?
What is that?
It's like, I'm gonna search it. It's like two dimples that are on your lower back. Like, you know where girls get tramp stamps?
Yep.
Yeah, like in that area? I'll send you a picture.
No, she didn't. Oh. I'm not looking at a picture of back dimples.
Yes, fuck you will.
I'll show you. She was wearing like this skin tight thingy tank top, so her boobs were pushing out. So how not a single teacher like said anything about it?
Well,
seriously, you're a fucking teacher. Stop her. She's sleeping with every guy in the school.
That's not a problem.
Huh?
Not a problem.
No, I'm pretty sure she has STDs. That's a problem.
Well, that's her problem.
And, like, 90 other guys. Seriously, like, on Facebook, you know how those Facebook girls always posting stuff about their relationship?
Yeah. It's annoying.
She does that every single day. And then, like, 7 days later, they broke up.
Okay.
And then she starts talking shit about the next boyfriend. And she's like, oh, yeah, I love this guy. He's the love of my life. I know this is a special one. 7 days later, not even sometimes, like, 2 days later, they're done. Mm-hmm. God, fucking damn, I hate... God.
You know, compared to my school, your school sounds fucking amazing.
My school is fucking amazing.
Like my school...
Yours is just that white shit that nobody cares about.
Wait, what?
Yours is that, like, that Indian...
Yeah,
crap.
Fucking all Indians, Jesus Christ. So it's like, competitive as shit.
No, we have white school. So...
I know. Everyone in your school does weed, and it's like a wannabe black guy.
Yeah, because... Yeah, that's weird. Like, all of them are white, but they act... so fucking immature. Like, not aristocratic. They act like black guys.
No, I like the white kids in my school, because they know they're white, and they know they can't, they're not black.
But I wish I was...
The Indians, they try to be black, but they say the N-word. And they don't... You can't say the N-word when you're not black. They say the N-word, and they have no black friends, so...
Yeah, right? I wish I had more black people in my school. There's, like, two.
Yeah?
And they're fucking white as hell. Like, dude... Your dark choco? Is that the thing? Because they act so fucking white. Like, this guy, he's like, you know what? I'm carrying a knife in my back pocket. He pulls it out. It's like tiny little blade, right? Somebody punches him in the arm and says, put that away. He starts crying like a fucking baby.
That's fucking good. That's... Oh, God.
The guy's like,
I can't even say
that. Like, the fuck? You're black. Act like it. I know. I have this one black kid, like, in middle school, there's one black kid in 7th grade, his name was Samson, and he was so fucking white, it was crazy. Like, he came to school one day wearing a fucking rainbow tank top. No, I'm not sure, he's not gay, he's obviously not gay, but it was funny. Fuck.
Alright, oh yeah, on the 23rd, I posted a Facebook thing,
mm-hmm.
On 7 years ago, I first arrived in America. My first actual thought was, why are there so many black and white people? Which is true. And this guy gets mad, Michael Podolsky. Oh, and he's a brown nigga.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Nobody knows how to spell Podolsky.
YOLO.
He said, shut the fuck up. Who let you through? I said, the government, comma, it's called the green card. Don't have one if you want proof. So I don't get why he's so fucking mad. Like, everybody in the school is either, like, super white or one of those brown people, like, that act super white.
The brown people?
Yeah. And he I don't know why he's so against racism, like, even though it's a joke. Like, everybody knows I'm joking. And then This guy goes, hey, fuck you, don't be racist.
Oh, fucking people.
God, so
now, nice. See, I'm fine with...
I was fucking old at the time when I thought that. Like, how am I supposed to help it? In Asia, there's 1.3 billion other yellow people, and, like, one other white guy or black guy.
I said the same thing when I went to my new school. I'm like, what the fuck? There's so many Indians here. Just, like, I yelled it in the hallway.
I looked through our yearbook, like, from our old school.
Yeah.
God, there were so many black people.
It was fucking...
And there was, like, a lot of Asians, too. Maybe, like, 20, 30?
Yeah, that was
a
lot.
Which is a lot compared to this school, which is, like, one, and me.
My school's... Are we going to count Indians as Asians?
Nope.
Yep, they're fucking their own thing. They don't have the eyes, and they're too dark, so...
Don't got the dick.
They don't got the dick.
No.
Remember, it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
Yeah. Alright, next topic on my list. Parkour friend. Oh yeah, I told you about this guy.
Fucking Christ, yeah.
How
the fuck does he parkour in the suburbs?
Yeah, how do you? Like, he climbs trees and then goes to school and climbs schools.
Oh, God.
Like, he acts so fucking annoying about it.
It's like, yeah, I parkour.
Yeah. He's like, for any of you Rooster Teeth fans, if you know Ray, the brown guy.
Is he even this bro?
Yeah, he goes, like, whenever he makes a small jump in the game, he goes, parkour.
Parkour.
So, I was doing that, in real life, around him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there was a puddle in front of us. And, like, I just walked over, I didn't even jump. And I said, parkour. And he was with me at the time. His face goes completely red. He said, no, what? Parkour is not easy, okay? It's not. Like, calm down, it was a joke.
I do that with...
Fuck you! Parkour is the joke!
I do that with Henry and James. When we jump over cracks, we're all like, parkour, parkour.
He gets so fucking mad. Whatever, parkour isn't even that hard in the suburbs. There's one fucking building you can climb. And, like, it's easy because there's out-sticking bricks everywhere. He's like, you know what? When you're up there, 10 feet off the ground, with your hand...
10 feet off the ground?
With your hand on this brick. You know, your heart gets pounding, like, 10 feet off the ground, that wouldn't even kill you.
God.
Yeah, well,
it would break
that on your neck. You know how, like, likely that is if your feet is facing the ground? Like, you know what can happen in 10 feet?
Like, maybe you could spin.
Yeah. You let go of your feet, right? You may break an ankle or anything? That's not gonna kill you.
What else is he like?
So he's like, you know, I want you to climb this school. Like, we have a high school, we made it fully bricks.
Uh-huh.
And around the back, there's, like, no teacher. We don't have security guards in this school.
Yeah, there's no security guards in my school.
In this school, in our old school, there was, like...
There's like, five.
Big black security guards. Like,
they look like trucks.
Maybe taser, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so we started climbing the building. I get, like, 20 feet up. And he's like, dude, you gotta calm down before you fall.
What the fuck?
I'm like, dude, this isn't even that hard. There's bricks sticking out everywhere. This isn't even a good building. He's like, you know what? Yo, you're just showing off now.
Oh.
When I do parkour, I do what's cool and safe. You're going to kill yourself like this.
Oh, my God. Isn't parkour all about the risk?
Yeah, right?
But it's like, that's the thrill. Like, if you're going to climb, just go to, like, a fucking, like...
That's fucking annoying about it, too.
If you're just going to climb, just go in a rock wall.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, so annoying about it.
Now, what else does he climb? The fucking slanted roof?
There's a lot of trees. They're, like, 10 feet off the ground, too.
Well, trees, damn.
Yeah, that...
He was just serious.
And he's, like... He's super white.
Well, like, you don't expect black people to parkour.
No, I don't. I expect French people to.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, white people are French.
Yeah, he's weird, like, pimples all over his face.
God damn it, yeah?
He just wears the same thing, like, cargo shorts. Like, those khaki-looking cargo shorts. Like, khaki-colored, I mean. And a black sweatshirt.
Oh, well, that's parkour.
That's not. Like, nobody wears shorts with, like, long sleeves.
I don't know what parkour is.
Hard.
Kids these days.
Yeah, fuck kids, right? We're only 14. Are you 15 now or 14?
I'm 15.
Ah, fuck you.
Yeah, fucking 15, let's go!
See, my birthday is in July 17th, so any of you fans want to send, like, $5 through PayPal? It's all good.
Yeah, we have a donate button.
Don't you do that? No. Okay, anniversary, we already talked about that. That was our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
We went for our old show and talked about topics there, which you did. You wanna talk about that a bit?
Wait, which one? What are you talking about?
You looked over our old show and then you saw the topics we used to talk about. Minecraft was one.
We
completely quit Minecraft.
We did. I just don't like the hunger thing in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't want it. I don't want to eat in the game unless it's like it.
I kind of play Minecraft Xbox, but not often. League of Legends. Yeah, I used to say League of Legends was right. If you watch our old videos, I sucked so bad.
I still don't play it.
I got better. I got a lot better. Like, pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I was playing a league game. I don't know if I said this already. But I was like, oh, good luck, have fun, you guys.
Oh,
and my team was like, hey, why would you want to have good luck in an ELO game? Like, ELO? I mean, ranked game?
Is that the thing where it's just one long stretch?
No. A ranked game is what determines, like, how good you are.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just go on, I get it.
So I'm like, well, this is just a game. He's like, you know what? This is a serious game. You have to play serious. We're like, we're fucking bad at this game, and you want to play really serious like you're MLG? You're a little piece of shit. You can't even play right. And the team was like, hey, I thought you were trying to be nice. You called that guy a piece of shit. So, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, wait, whatever.
I don't like the people on League of Legends.
League of Legends community is so fucking bad.
They're fucking annoying. Jesus Christ.
They're either, like those little kids who yell at you a lot.
Yeah, they're either assholes, or they only speak Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's probably only for North American servers, so.
20 nice guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm people just because I never fucking talk.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Why do I need to talk to people? So, I have a little rant about Asian girls.
Go ahead.
Like...
Hot. Just gotta see that.
What?
Korean girls are hot. Chinese? Ew.
Yeah, Korean girls are hot, but I hate when fucking Asians, they keep on saying that they're Asian. We fucking get it. Like... You know how Asians, they just make, whenever, like, someone says something, like, you're too smart, then they just, like, Asians just make excuses that they're Asian. It's fucking annoying.
I got a confession to make.
What?
I got a confession to make.
Okay, you do that?
I'm one of those Asians, motherfucker!
God damn it! Like, do you, how often do you say that you're Asian?
Huh?
How often do you say that you're Asian?
Very often, whenever it's, like, I don't say it out of nowhere. Uh-huh. Like, when somebody goes, hey, so, why are you so good at math? I'm like, I don't know, I'm smarter because in Asia they actually teach us math, like, properly in first grade.
Now, see, I understand that, if you're gonna say it like that, but if you just say, because I'm Asian, bitch, then what the fuck, you're not Asian, obviously. You can't make any damn excuse. Do you make anime noises?
The fuck are anime
noises? There's this fucking girl, this Chinese girl, whenever she, like, like, you, like, talk to her, she makes a fucking, like, anime noise, like, Hingu! Or whatever, I don't know, it's fucking annoying. And then she does a stupid Asian pose where she makes her eyes chinky and she does, like, a peace symbol.
That's... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have a link here. That will be in the link dump. that I'm shows.
No,
fucking open it.
Okay.
96 poses. That
dude,
I...
the thing is, anytime I click a link, mm-hmm. my default browser is Internet Explorer because I share a computer with everybody else in the house.
You should just get them to use Chrome, but whatever.
No. So much porn. You don't even know.
Well, then don't you use the incognito thing?
Yeah, but sometimes I get lazy while browsing Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
You know those, Damn it.
I never used it until I saw that you used it, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? And I use it all the time now.
We're 14. You're 15. We're not allowed to do this.
Do what?
Fuck the law, right? Hurt. No.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, nothing.
Okay, so did you see the link, or am I just being an asshole?
No. Internet Explorer doesn't load.
Okay, so that will be in the link dump. And Jake, if you have any links that you're talking about, just send them to me, and I'll put them in.
Links. You know what's really, really annoying, though?
What?
Your face.
Oh, wow, that was so fucking funny.
That was something David used to do a lot, and it was annoying.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Your face?
Like, when we were talking to bus, because we used to, like, sit next to each other, I think.
Yeah, but then our fucking bitch bus
driver
really
took me to the back. And David, out of nowhere, your face? Sometimes he's sitting, like, three rows down, talking to somebody else. I'm like, hey, so the other day I was looking through some pictures, and I see a really scary one. Was it your face?
I don't remember doing that. Oh, man. Do you remember barbecue?
No.
What? He's the black guy that had that weird smell? He's that really big black guy that fucking sat next to you.
The Jigaboo.
I don't know how to describe his smell, so I just called him barbecue. Oh, yeah. Damn, the fucking phone!
He was a Jigaboo.
I'm gonna pick up the phone.
Okay, I'm gonna talk about another topic without you. Running out of PP. Ever been sitting on the toilet and you're taking a massive dump and all of a sudden you're like, wait, I don't have any toilet paper, what do I do? So when you're home alone like me most of the time, I do the weird crab walk and like, I just move on into the other bathroom, which is like 5 rooms down, and I pick up dirt, pee pee, and I wipe my ass and then flush that. Yup, class. So, sometimes when like, it's really, really awkward when there's people with fuck this conversation. This is awkward. Yep, so yeah, running out of TP. What do you do when you're home alone? This is quiet. Kind of like quiet. David? David? Hello?
I'm back, bitches!
Back! Nice, okay. I was just talking about how running out of CP, I have to walk 5 rooms down to wipe my ass.
What?
Yeah. Ever run out of CP when you're on the taking a massive dump?
You fucking toilet paper?
Yeah, toilet paper.
Who calls it TP?
Me, because I, in my list, I'm doing it in my phone, and you can only write, 160 characters or whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So I have to, initialize it.
Okay, does anyone understand that you're talking about toilet paper?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know, fuck them, or her. Well, what else could be called TP when I'm taking a shit?
Oh, that fucking makes... God damn it!
What?
I just realized that TP stands for toilet paper. Fuck me. I didn't... Oh, god damn it. Fuck. I really... Oh, shit. I feel stupid. Damn it. Well, okay. Oh, yeah. It's not stupid anymore.
So let's go to weather.
Not that cold. I thought it would be colder, but...
So, it's weird. One of those weird winters where it's, cold, 20 degrees this week, and then,
then 9 degrees the next. Yeah.
Right now, we're in one of the warmer areas.
Yeah, what's the fucking weather outside right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't go outside yet.
I'm gonna check this shit.
But, it was one of those 20-degree days,
mm-hmm.
and we're driving to school with my friends, because the high school is pretty far away.
Yeah.
and I look to my right, and we're at a stop sign, and this guy with all four of his windows open. So, like, I'm like, and it snowed the other day, too. And it was drizzling.
Oh, it didn't snow for me.
No, it snowed, like, lightly, and then it turned into a drizzle. So all of that is getting into his car. Like, that guy's going to have a fun time.
Okay, so for me, it's 39 degrees Fahrenheit and 3 degrees Celsius outside.
Celsius.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it easy for everyone to understand.
You know, we're the only country that uses, you don't use the metric. No, we're not the only one. Some random one in Asia called Burger or something like that, they don't use the metric system. Every other country in the entire world, besides America and Burger, uses the metric system.
Yeah, we should still use Fahrenheit, but everything else that's metric, we should use. Because I measure shit in centimeters now, not inches, because...
Good.
It's easier to understand.
Yeah.
There's 100 centimeters...
In a meter.
In a meter. There's the fucking...
1,000 in a kilometer.
10 millimeters in 1 centimeter, 1,000 in a kilometer, yeah.
Everything by 10. Hey, let's go by the fucking feet method. 12 inches
in a... 12 inches is a foot.
Where the fuck did you get 12 from?
I know, what the fuck? And the 3 feet is a yard.
What?
I don't even know how much is in a mile.
A mile is like 5,120 feet. Like, where did that number even come from?
1 mile is 5,280 feet.
Oh, close.
Okay, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
This doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it's 40 degrees here in Fahrenheit for me, and it is...
3.2 degrees Celsius.
I have to add a location for Celsius. Cranford. Yeah, I don't care if you guys know where I live.
Yeah, so if you want to kidnap Jake, he's there. He goes to the local high school, so, not Catholic, just public, so...
Oh, fuck, that was not for location. Cranford, NJ.
Okay, I don't fucking care.
My name is now Cranford, NJ.
Okay. Cranford is a television series.
It's 4 degrees Celsius.
I'm 3 degrees Celsius.
Ho-ho.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm like Canadian, so it's too cold.
Are you like higher up than me?
I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter. It's 1 degree.
Celsius, that's 9/5 of a degree.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit.
It's like 1.5 degrees. I don't know.
By the way, if you hear background noise on my side, it's because the heater is always on, and the computer is so neatly placed next to the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, "Arrrr," on my side, well, just have to listen harder, bitch.
Wait, is your, computer in your basement?
Yeah, no. I don't have a basement. I have a closet.
Basement. Neither.
I have, like, a laundry room next to the computer room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's loud as fuck.
Oh, well.
The thing is, whenever I get cold, like, 20 degrees out, and I'm wearing a t-shirt because I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I just walk into that room.
What?
I just start sweating out of nowhere. I start sweating.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not near any of that shit, so I'm good. It's just that this room, the sound just bounces around like a little bitch. So.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, well, you will. It's like an echo. It bounces around and it fucking sucks.
Okay.
Probably only I hear it because it's my audio.
Oh, video games. Let's go on to video games.
Yeah. Hitman!
Yeah, God, I want that game.
That
so
shit
bad.
Is what I want. I've been waiting since Blood Money.
No, I'm gonna wait until, like, my birthday to get it.
I have no clue if I have money for it.
Because the thing is, I save up for my own games.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought Halo 4 already, because, come on. Halo 4.
Yeah, fuck, it's fucking Halo 4.
So I'm like, yay, okay. But now I see Far Cry 3, I'm like, fuck, I need this game, too. So my friend fetched it for me. When he comes over, he's gonna get it for me.
Okay.
I have to pay him for it though. So that's another $65. Now I have $15 left.
$65? Why 65? Why not just 60?
Tax.
So you're gonna pay him with the tax?
I have to.
What the fuck? Wait, what? He's buying the game for you?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get it?
Because I don't have a parent that wants to get me Far Cry 3.
Now, he should have asked for 70 since he's going through the effort of going to the store.
Huh?
You should.
No,
you should
have, I had to do him a favor before this.
Oh, okay.
I would get him a girl.
Chapstick? What did you do? Like a little bit of. Wee woo wee
woo. I had to help him get a girl.
Oh, fuck.
I would do something to help help him seem impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really hard thing to do, actually.
To seem impressive.
Yeah.
Now, is this like. Is your friend. Does he have a chance?
Oh, yeah. It worked out.
It worked out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the master of love, Jake. How do you feel?
No, it was pretty easy because she was ugly too.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. So, moving on back to my shit conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a massive dump, and this was right after the TP incident, like the next shit after.
Uh-huh.
And this ladybug landed on my lap.
So it gave you a little wee woo.
How the fuck does a ladybug get into a bathroom? And why would it land on me when I'm taking a massive dump?
It was attracted to the pheromones in your shit.
Nice.
If there are pheromones in your shit.
What do I do with this? I can't flush it down the toilet now that I shat in it. So I'm holding on to it. I'm like, I'll release you. I throw it out the open window in my room.
Because
I don't have blinds on that one. Like the net thing. I throw it out. As soon as I fucking throw it out, what'd you call it? It just, it, like, this hornet comes out of nowhere.
Fucking hornet.
Did I guess it grabbed it or something? Uh-huh. It might have just, like, tackled it. But something happened to it, and I go outside, and it takes me, like, half an hour looking for the ladybugs, because I don't have anything better to do. I find it in bed.
In bed?
Dead.
Oh, well, that sucks.
From the... I'm poking it. I'm poking it, and I'm poking it. Nothing's happening. I'm like, fuck it. I just crush it. Whatever. It's dead. So, yeah. That's what you get for landing on me while I'm taking a shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of shit, I'm going to talk about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
the meeting, like, there was a pre-season meeting or whatever. Where, like, if you're interested, you go to the meeting. And, I've never seen a group of more ruffians than that one. Because everyone in the fucking group was black. And they were over 6'5". And it was scary. I was the only Asian there. What the fuck are you doing?
Just click on the link.
Do you want me to put this in the link dump?
Maybe.
Okay.
It might change by then. I just want you to see my Spartan armor from Halo 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will see the link dump.
Can you see him?
Yes, he looks like a fucking ladybug. Okay,
yes,
so,
the
link dump, bitches! Okay, what?
Okay, hold on, I'm getting a call, keep talking.
Okay, so, I'll talk about my wrestling, since Jake is a fucker.
Hello?
You can't hear me. So, everyone at their meeting, they're all black and big,
yeah.
And some white guys, they're all bigger than me, too.
You're in my garage.
So, it was... It wasn't painful, like, at the meeting, but shit. So, the fucking practice.
Recording the show, though.
My body was sore for years. Or not years, but, like, every day. It was a good sore, though. It's like... I feel like awesome sore, but not good. So it's pretty much all for wrestling. So, okay. So, feeding me. I'm working now. With your speech. Shout out. What's happening?
We now have a special guest.
Special guest, who is that?
Brendan Askren. You might hear him in the background. He's not gonna hear anything we're talking from my headphones.
Okay.
Okay, so next thing.
Is he gonna stay there? Cause that's awkward.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is he just like Xbox if you want?
Okay.
You know how to turn on the Xbox, right? No. No. Okay. I'll be right back, David.
Okay. Oh god, having sex over there. Jesus Christ. It's violent. So, yeah, I'm back here by myself. Go to Dr. DD Free Brownie on YouTube. That is me doing Sims 3. Haven't uploaded in a while because a lot of shit has been going on. So, I'll go to my fucking channel here. Oh fuck, I could just put it in the link dump. God damn it. Keep on forgetting about that. Okay? Into the link dump. There's my YouTube. Watch it. 3. Let's play. Okay, you back?
Yeah!
Okay, is he still in the room?
Nope.
Okay, good. I don't know why it would be awkward if you can't hear me. So, talk about some shit.
Okay, next topic. Fat girl, ugly back, slow. That's how I wrote it down.
Okay, so, is this a link?
No.
Okay.
I was in school, right? And this fucking fat girl wearing, like, you know, one of those backless dresses?
Backless dresses?
Yes, her entire fucking blubbery back was showing.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
That's nice.
Like, I was walking, this is when lunch ended. Mm-hmm. So I was walking out the room. And then she's like, oh my god, why are people so slow? So I let her in front of me. But the thing is, she walks like fucking 2 inches an hour. And she doesn't even walk properly, she waddles.
That's, good.
Left, right, left, right, left, right. And she jiggles every time she walks. Like, her entire back goes boing, 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 boing. Disgusting. I just ate lunch. What am I supposed to do?
Wait, are you the sort of people, like, that if I say something disgusting, that you would just, like, stop eating?
No.
Okay.
I'll probably throw the food at you, but I wouldn't stop eating.
Like, I was eating gyros at school one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's like this white sauce you put in gyros, I think.
Yeah.
And my friend called it horse semen. So I spilled some of the horse semen on his leg.
Yeah.
And he couldn't eat. Like, and then he kept on being like, David, you're eating horse semen. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. It's horse semen. It's safe.
I feel like
I don't have a vagina. I can't be impregnated by a horse. We don't have the same chromosomes. So, fuck you, horse.
Ever been, like, eating some Chinese food? Like, legitimate Chinese, Asian food.
Yeah.
And then your friends go up to you like, hey, Jake, what's that? Is that Chinese food? Hey.
Well, I don't in front of people.
No, fucking no, this is not Chinese food. What do you think it is? It's definitely a hamburger. It's like rice with, like, this cooked pork, like brown pork.
Yeah.
And like the way he's looking, he's like, hey, Jake, you eating Chinese food? And he's like smiling the whole time, like, no fucking shit.
Did you eat that at school?
No, I had a friend come over.
Okay, what did he fucking expect?
Yeah, right?
Were you gonna fucking eat watermelons, fried chicken, and Kool-Aid? That wasn't racist.
What do white people don't eat?
Huh?
Apple pie?
Yeah, what do white people eat? Like, do you like chicken nuggets?
If you have an answer, you should definitely email us.
Yeah.
Did you check it yet, David?
Yes. I'll fucking refresh this shit. No, just spam. So, fuck you guys.
Alright.
Oh, there's a message from Andy Turner. From Bank UBS AGS, or AG Switzerland. Good day, I'm an investment consultant and blah blah blah, money, okay.
We should talk to him.
What?
We should talk to him.
Yeah, I'll send him a correspondence. That'll be fucking awkward.
Okay. So, next topic.
So how are clubs going, Jay?
Clubs? And oh yeah, I'm selling a shitload of clubs.
Okay.
Nerd clubs, if I will.
I'm only in model UN.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, you model UN, you just...
Yeah, we can't do that in our school because everybody's white.
That is all very true.
So, like, you just have the European countries and that's about it. Like, if I join, I would be all of the Asian nations.
But remember...
there's no other Asian.
Remember, Jake, all, like, white people are, like, they're all, like, one... They're all the same.
They're all the same.
They're, like, their countries are right next to each other, so they just, like... hop across the border, do a little of a bunny womp womp.
Change bit of their accent, and that's about it?
Yeah, they like bunny womp womp on each other. And
again
then,
to like, fat like, people. Shit.
What?
My topic, again to fat people. Oh, I was sitting in English class, and there's like this fat girl across from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's wearing like, I really hate it when fat people wear yoga pants.
Yeah.
What are you trying to show off? It's all blubber.
Yeah, yeah, and some, like, don't you see that, like, white fat girls? When they're fat, then you only see their thighs, you don't see their ass.
She wasn't so even,
it doesn't even work. White. What?
She was one of those, like, really, really, really round brown people.
Like black or
No, brown. Like
so like Indian? What does that mean?
like Spanish, Latino.
Oh, okay. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So like she's ball shaped. That's all I can say.
Ball shape.
Shaped like a ball.
Okay.
Like a bouncy ball.
Like yoga.
Her yoga pants slid down a bit. And you can see this like bright red thong. I'm like, ew!
I can't even say anything good about that.
Do not want.
Do not want. No go. Abort. Man down.
So the whole time I'm covering like my right eye because that's her side. Mm-hmm. She just looking at me. He's like, hey, is there a reason why you're only looking to your left eye? I'm a pirate.
I'm a pirate. What the?
God, that was fucking disgusting, though.
Yeah. Well, I like fat girls when they're not doing that and when they sit in front of me because they block the teacher's view from my hands. I want to, like, fucking check Twitter or some shit.
Very good. That's convenient.
It is very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm talking about clubs.
No. My last topic.
Oh, my God, dicks. What?
It's my last topic. Okay. This happened this morning. I woke up around 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I pulled aside the curtain.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, it's a good day. And I pulled it up, like, one of those weird slidey curtains. And this big spider is just right there.
Yeah.
And me being, like, beard, I looked at him like, good morning, Mr. Spider.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jake.
And I stared at it for a full second.
Uh-huh.
I dash like a little girl to the bathroom. I pick up the tissue and I just like strangle the spider. I'm like, no. Do not what? And I flushed it.
Yeah, like my cousin, like she's like a human, like she's like an animal lover or whatever. Like she loves life.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's not Asian. That's not an Asian thing to do. Because her dad's like white, but and her mom's Filipino, but whatever. So there's a spider. So I see the spider and I immediately go for something. I'm like, fucking kill the motherfucker. Oh, it's a bitch. And then she gets a napkin. I'm like, yeah, kill it. And then she lightly picks it up and throws it out the door. I'm like, what the fuck? It's going to make babies.
Next thing you know, a horn is going to come in, though.
Yeah, the babies are going to have, like, a vendetta against me and then eat me or something like that. That's why you kill shit. Because the babies will come back and they will eat you. So that's a mantra? Mantra? How the fuck you say it?
I don't know. I'm Asian.
So, in case there's something, insects, just kill it. Its babies will come back and haunt you later if you don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. Have you ever woken up with a bug on you?
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
In our old town, I don't think you had it. But where I live, like, alongside Tyler and shit.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fucking stink bugs.
Yeah, stink
bugs. That was so weird.
Everywhere.
That was disgusting. Why were there so many stink bugs?
I don't know. Like, we were just infected.
Yeah, and then...
That was bad.
There were so many stink bugs, you figured out that you had to squish its butt so it doesn't stink.
No, I set them on fire.
Okay, well...
I got little matches and I set them on fire.
Well, okay. Then I guess that works, too.
It does.
In my new house, we had this fucking problem of bed bugs. I don't know who brought it here, but they're just bed bugs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have like little scars on my arms where I scratch because there are a lot of bed bugs. And we noticed it for like 3 months that we found those bitches. And like every time my mom would find one, she would like curse at it in Filipino. She would spray it with like a bed bug thing, like a bed bug killer. And then she'd squish it with like a skewer, like those big sticks, mm-hmm. or those like long barbecue sticks, and then she would like curse at it, and it was awesome.
Oh,
the
scariest moment of me moving here was I was unpacking my stuff.
Yeah.
And I opened the shit, and there's one single bed bug. I mean, not bed bug, stink bug looking at me in the eye. I'm like, fuck you! Initially, I just squished it, like, it stunk like crazy, but I'm like, fuck it, it's not having babies in this house, not having that problem again. But yeah, going back to your question, yes, I woke up with 5 stink bugs in my room.
That's fucking disgusting.
One of which landed on me during the middle of the night, and I killed it by accident, by squishing it. So my entire room and hand stunk. If you've never smelled, like, a stink bug, you're fucking lucky as shit.
Yeah, it's all.
They are disgusting.
They are.
God.
Have you seen the video A Brother versus a Bug? Mr. Tri-City kicking some insect ass.
No.
Okay, I'll put in the link dump.
Okay, but
I can watch it later.
The thing is, you know how like in our old house we had those sliding windows? Like those yes. big glass windows that acted like doors?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, underneath those, I've killed 3 stink bugs, they pile up there. Mm-hmm. So there was like 30 of them every time I opened my my sliding door.
Yeah?
God, it was disgusting.
That's fucking terrible.
Horrible.
I'm kind of itching right now thinking of it.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay, all my topics are
down. So fuck
you,
we're talking about Model UN.
I know, all my topics are down. It's your turn.
Okay. So, you know what Model UN is?
No. You just told me about it.
Country. I always trade for Somalia. But, you're assigned a country, and then you debate about stuff. But right now, since it's sort of early in the club's, like, life this year, we're just learning how to make treaties and, like, how to debate and shit, how to talk to each other. So last meeting, we played this game. It's sort of like Civilization, like that game, but it's like in real life. So you're supposed to bomb and destroy other countries, and whoever has the most health by the end of the period or whatever wins. So I got a country with my Indian friend, fucking Rahul. He's the best. We're like one of the only nuclear powers, and of course, since I'm me and he's him, we abuse our nuclear powers. We would like threaten the little countries, I call them.
Yeah.
So like we would ally with everyone, but we would all plan to just backstab one person, and then our plan was just to backstab everyone until we won.
Yeah.
So we faffed around for like an hour figuring out when we should attack this one country.
Yeah.
So while we're doing that, there's this one like bitch ass country that no one gave a shit about because they had nothing, and they decided to bomb us. Like you start with 100% health, right?
Yeah.
They bombed us for 2% health. So me and this India guy, we got pissed. So we got together with the other nuclear countries, and we sent 4 nuclear bombs their way. So they took out 2% health. We took out 90, and they were fucked. Like on the board, they had like a projector, and it showed like the actions that everyone did. So
yeah.
Like the really little stuff, like airstrike, ground assault, naval strike, and then 4 nuclear bombs in a row on this one. And it was fucking amazing.
Did you stab the Indian guy in the back?
No, we were the same country, so we can't do that.
Oh, you could be the same country?
It's like you're in groups, and then you do it. This fucking doorbell!
I would have went Civil War shit on them.
Okay, I think we have to end this short.
Okay, alright. Well,
so this was a good episode.
Okay, it was, actually. We got through all of my topics, that was nice.
Okay, guys, thanks for watching the Asian Craft Podcast. This has been your host, David, and that was Jake.
Okay, 9,000 kilobytes, nice.
Okay.
Turn off record.
Bye.